Semrin. Today I'm chatting with Jean Cooper, a founder member of Chapel Arts, about a new writing course that's being offered. Well, thanks for joining us, Jean. Can you tell us what it is that you're doing?
Hello, Emma. Thanks for inviting me. I'm here today primarily to advertise our latest creative writing course. It's the fifth one we've run since we started, and they run every fortnight for 10 sessions. And the fee for that is £45. The tutor we have, we're on our second tutor. We've worn one out already. We used to have Margaret Holbrook, but she is already a successful author and was finding that she really had far too much to do because her work's been taken up by people. And we now have a very good second tutor called Julian Cohen, who also does a bit of work at Blythe House with their creative writing group. And he has taken on the fourth set of sessions and is now going to start the fifth. It starts on the 24th of April. And if anybody's interested, if they could please get in touch with us and we could put you on the list. We have a feeling that the course may be becoming full, but we do want there to be room within the group for people to feed their work back and do a bit of peer support. So if we do have sufficient people who are interested, we will try and run a second parallel course that will fulfil the need for those people to have a course.
Yeah, so who is the course actually aimed at?
The one that we're running at the moment is aimed at people who have been writing a while, have a little bit of confidence and want to expand that. We try to support, but the tutor puts in some challenge as well, which means you do progress with your writing. If we had a group of people who were just starting out and wanted to have confidence and be able to feel that what they were doing was good, then we would tailor a course to that. If not, we'd run another one for people who were a bit more confident.
And what other things are Chapel Arts doing at the moment?
Oh, we're doing loads. We could do a lot more if we had more people supporting and helping us. We are all volunteers and we're very friendly. So if anyone would like to help with anything, please let us know. We've got four main areas of action at the moment. We've just heard a little bit about the literary side. We've just done another writing competition, our second one. A lady called Jean Greaves has been awarded the prize for that, and our judge was Neil Mackay, who's a local BAFTA-winning scriptwriter. We have her coming to our readings at REMS on the 31st of May to read her work, if anybody would like to come along. There are lots of things we would like to do, but we need more help to put those on. Our performing arts, we're very lucky because we can secure very high quality musicians through Live and Local. We're about to host Ian McMillan with Luke Carver-Goss at the Golf Club. The tickets are selling very well for this event, so if anybody wants them, they need to get in touch quite quickly. We have a very active visual arts section that's based from and in the Mustard Seed, where we all know we can get great coffee. We provide encouragement for new artists. There's some gallery space, sale of artwork, workshops, peer support classes, and also an annual art show. Our volunteers also work with local groups of adults and children to bring art activities to them in where they normally meet. Our newest venture at the moment is the Film Club, which has only started early this year but's been very, very successful thanks to the generous support given by the local councillors. Without them helping us to purchase the equipment, we would have had a real struggle in getting this started. We have a website where people can find out about what we do. We've got you can get to that at chapelarts.org.uk, so please go and have a look. If anyone would like to help with website development, that would be useful maybe. The AGM this year is on the 15th of May in REMS at 7:30. Again, if you'd like to come, please let us know because we do put on some light refreshments so we can tailor that to meet the need.
So Chapel Arts can offer all sorts of different things, but with more help would be able to offer even more for the local community.
Absolutely. When we started off, we said we wanted to provide activities that the local people asked us to put on. And we pretty much do that. We do respond if somebody said, could we have? For example, there was a glass workshop run by Kay Stoll and people said, we'd really have liked to go on that, but there weren't any places, so it's been run again.
Just remind listeners, where do they need to go for more information and find out how they could get involved?
They can go to the website, which is chapelarts.org.uk. I'm very happy for people to email me, jean_coops16@hotmail.co.uk. We are also part of Chapel Carnival. Chapel Arts will have a little article in the Carnival magazine.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you ever so much for that, and look forward to finding out how the writing course goes.
Thank you, Emma.